This podcast is brought to you by the Oxford Club. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching Bill O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us. I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump.
Vaccinations cause autism, paralysis, and even death.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Another night of violent protests in the United States, this time in Rochester, New York, after the release of body cam video showing the arrest of Daniel Prude, a black man who was pinned to the ground by police and later died.
They can right off, America! The police! Rochester Police Department!
We will fully engage with the Race Commission and our real rapid response team to further improve our response to mental health crises and re-envision our police department.
You have reached the 911 police emergency line. Due to defunding of the police department, no one is here to take your call.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The federal government, there's a constitutional issue whether the federal government could issue such a mandate. I don't think constitutionally they could, so I wouldn't issue a mandate.
Have a national mandate to wear a mask. Not as a burden, but as a patriotic duty to protect one another.
Yeah? How's that working out for you?
Unchained and unstoppable.
If you're a white player in these locker rooms, I think it's incumbent upon you to really help with the change.
We gotta, like, lock arm in arm and be together in a football locker room. This is not okay.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Howie is off for the day. Taylor Cormier here and company, including Grace Curley and Jared Diglio, filling in for the big guy. He'll be back tomorrow, and Hate Mail Monday will be back tomorrow. All the usual features of the Howie Carr Show. And we thank you for sticking with us and joining us at 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls this hour. I want to talk about the last few cuts you heard in that introduction. Those are from a gentleman named Kirk Herbstreit, and he is a collegiate commentator for ESPN, a Disney-owned company, Disney being a very woke company these days. Kirk Herbstreit went on, I guess you can call it some sort of a rant, and he became very emotional, or appeared to become very emotional, in this tirade that he had going for him earlier today, where, well, let's take a listen. He starts out in cut 12, Jared.
How do you listen to these stories and not feel
Actually,
pain?
I'm sorry. He starts out in cut 11. I'm sorry. Cut 11.
If you're a white player in these locker rooms, I think it's incumbent upon you to really help with the change. I saw Dylan Bowles there from Stanford involved. And I think, Trevor Lawrence at Clemson has been involved. I think it's one thing to have rallies. It's one thing to skip a practice because of social injustice. It's one thing for the NBA and the NFL to miss games, to make a statement. Those things are great. But my question is, what's next? What does that lead to? You go back to practice the next day. What will lead to change?
What does Kirk want to happen here? I'm not sure what one has to do with the other, what football has to do with social justice. Yeah, I'm going to go back to the old saying, I wish athletes would just shut up and play the game. That's what they're there to do, and that's what we're here to watch. I've never watched college sports, but this goes into the NFL as well, as we'll see in a moment with Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, much hated in New England. But what does one have to do with the other? What does Kirk Herbstreit, am I getting his name right now? Kirk Herbstreit? All right. What does that have to do, these college players, what are they supposed to do on the field? what change can they affect in the locker room? They're teammates. And as much as I'm not a big football fan, I enjoyed watching the Patriots. I didn't watch every game every week of every team. But when the Patriots are on, I'd watch them. And they had, for many years under Bill Belichick, a very cohesive team. They had solid regimens. They would communicate with each other well. It was a family, and they had a good mentality. They had good principles. And as far as I know, they still do. But you could see that on the field, that their camaraderie was such that they didn't miss a beat with almost anything. And they had some of the greatest matchups, as far as the team was concerned, in all of the league. And I'm not going to delve into stupid sports talk here. We're going to talk about sports, but we're not going to do sports talk. And there is a difference. But outside of that, I'm not sure what Kirk Herbstreit thinks can be done in a locker room or on the gridiron to affect change outside of the stadium. What does he think these athletes can do? They're there to play a game. They're there to play the best with each other, support each other on and off the field. And that's that. If people like Kirk really want athletes to do more about the social injustices or the perceived social injustices in our society, let's not have sports anymore. Devote all of their time, all of their resources that they've collected, these overpaid, not college athletes, but professional sports, overpaid athletes, devote all of their resources to affecting change in their communities, being role models to those out there. And the NFL is no saint either. The NFL, as we know throughout history, has really done some work to keep some stories out of the spotlight, though, that they did come to light. I remember some dog fighting instances, many other surveillance footage news stories. NFL Black Lives Matter. Coaches are allowed to wear anti-racism patches as part of Inspire Change program. If you go to the NFL's website, they have a whole tab devoted to Inspire Change. And again, I question what this change is supposed to be and who's supposed to be inspiring it and how they're supposed to be inspiring it. The NFL, which had famously opposed any political displays or changes to its basic uniform guidelines for decades, is taking another step away from that. Commissioner Roger Goodell had previously announced that the league would allow its players to protest during the national anthem and wear helmet decals supporting names of victims of systemic racism and police violence. The league, that's a whole sentence we can go into a tangent on another day. The league will allow coaches and officials to wear patches on their hats as part of the NFL's Inspire Change movement. This Inspire Change is virtue signaling, and it's bullying. If one, and we've seen this with people taking a knee on the field during the national anthem, started with Colin Kaepernick. One does it, then a couple more, they'll follow suit, they'll take the knee. Soon enough, the entire team feels the pressure to take the knee because the people that they love and support that are also on their team are in lockstep with each other over this cause, this perceived cause that they have. But that's not real. It's not real. These people, these NFL players, football players, baseball players, that they feel the pressure to go down on the knee and show their support, not all of them support it. They do it out of peer pressure. And it means nothing. And this has divided more people than it has brought people together. Look, our poll question today is, are you going to be watching pro football this season? And by and large, the answer is no. I know I'm not going to because it's become so divisive. When I sit down and I watch a football game, I want to watch a football game. I don't want to be preached to. And if you've noticed over the past few years, if you watch the highest rated sports event in the world, the Super Bowl, you're not seeing the funny commercials anymore. You're not seeing the great Budweiser commercials, you're seeing social justice messages flashed across your screen. Was it last year, the year before, Colin Kaepernick came out for Nike and had this long tirade he went on in a commercial? It's not just for fun anymore. Everything that you see and consume on television, on the internet, that's put out by any of the mainstream sources, such as the NFL, ABC, CBS, all the networks, everything now has to have a political purpose and a message. And if you don't align yourself with it, you're deplorable. Your existence is deplorable. And that's the whole reason why I'm not going to be watching any pro sports this season. I never watched, to be honest, baseball, found it boring. Soccer, even more boring than baseball. But I enjoyed football. I'm not going to be enjoying football this year, and we'll ask the question again on the other side, and we'll take your calls at 844-500-4242. But this is absolutely ridiculous, and it will tell you more about what the NFL is going to be doing. Now, they're supposedly only doing this during week one, right? They're going to have Black Lives Matter painted on the field in one of the end zones. Supposedly, this is just week one, then it all goes away. But people don't tune in to get a political message when they want to see a sporting event. But the other side will argue, well, then you're part of the problem. You should be a part of the change. You should be a part of the conversation. No, there's got to be an escape for some people, an escape from reality. Because, gosh, fiction is becoming reality. 844-500-4242. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the 2020 Subaru Forester, ready for long drives beneath the sun. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Are you going to watch any pro football games this season?
I think I've made position quite clear on this. No.
81% say no.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm also saddened to hear that, because sports like football and baseball, televised sporting events, they're supposed to be the great bringer back together-er. They're supposed to unite us, you know. We have a common interest. It's fun. We just get to lose ourselves for 3 hours or so and just be friendly with each other. The only thing that divides us is what team we're supporting. Now they're dragging politics and all sorts of things, different causes, into what's supposed to be a fun time. But we're not supposed to have fun anymore. And one of the texters brought up a good point. Has anybody seen Roger Goodell and Charlie Parker in the same room at the same time? They do have very similar physical resemblances. I'll say that. 844-500-4242.
In a room.
And I'll tell you this. This is probably the only season, I think, that the NFL would actually be able to get away with doing all of this and what they're doing. And again, I'll get into more about what Roger Goodell has planned for this NFL season, but I do want to take some calls. This is probably the only season up to this point in history where the NFL could get away with doing something like this, because there is going to be a huge ratings drop. Week one, we'll see it. This is the week. But Thursday night is the season opener. We'll see a huge ratings drop, and the networks will be able to blame not social justice, not Black Lives Matter, not the messages that the NFL and all the teams are putting out and putting on their helmets and their patches. They're going to blame COVID. They're going to blame the coronavirus, because there's going to be a very few smattering of fans in the stands, if any, and people aren't interested in watching that. That's been shown to be the case with baseball and other professional sports. They're going to blame the ratings on COVID and not on the politicization of professional sports. 844-500-4242. Let's go to the phone lines. Are you going to be watching pro football this week or at any point during the season? Johnny O, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Johnny.
Taylor, first thing, two things. Congratulations on being a new dad.
Thank you very much.
You guys, the three of you guys, do a great job when Howie's out. You're my entertainment during the day when I get out of work.
Thank you so much.
So,
happy to
anyway,
do it.
Anyway, with the sports thing, I agree with you 110%. And what we've planned at my sportsman's club is I'm taking all my Patriots jerseys, my Bruins hats. We're burning them. We're done. We're done watching it. We do this for entertainment. We watch these guys for entertainment. Yeah. They're not there to tell us, if we want to deal with politics, we'll watch C-SPAN. I don't want to watch politics on the NFL. My dad and I, way back in the day, old World War II vet, we used to bet a dollar on the Super Bowl. He's been gone many years. We used to bet a dollar on the Super Bowl and sit and have a couple beers and watch the game and have fun. And that was what it's about. Now it's all politicized. And like you said, perfect example, all these commercials are all just about this social justice stuff, and it's like, I'm done with it.
Right, and Johnny, the classy thing to do in cases such as this, if the players want to make a stand, take a stand and make a difference, they have the ability to set up their own organizations, for lack of a better term. Tom Brady had Tom's friends or whatever it was. He had an organization where he would get together with kids that have special needs and, you know, toss around the football with them, and they get to meet their hero for a day or whatever. It was a great fundraiser, great awareness organization. Why can't these players do that? If they want to form some sort of coalition outside of the NFL amongst themselves, and you know, during the week they've got their practice and at nights they're fundraising for these coalitions, whatever, they can do that. That's fine. And just don't bring it on the field. We don't need to be seeing that. And not everybody's going to agree with it. I just don't get the end game here as why the division. Why do the fans need to be divided other than one team against the other, Patriots versus the Dolphins or what have you? Thanks very much for the call, Johnny O. Mike, you're next on the Howie Carr Show with Taylor, Grace, and Jared. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Taylor. Yeah, Johnny's right, man. I'll tell you, I got all sorts of guys I know. They canceled their NFL packages. They couldn't care if they ever see a game again. And I'll tell you, you know what everybody seems to forget, and it was only a short while ago, was the Tim Tebow incident.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he put John 316 under his eyes?
Well, yeah.
The NFL went crazy.
Whenever he took a knee, you know, people went crazy, and it was for a completely different motive and a very righteous one at that. But you could make, and the argument has been made, that the knees that are being taken today are for righteous sakes. Mike, thanks very much for the call. Bruce, very quickly, Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I love all the sports. I love everything because I've always been a sportsman. I've wrestled. I ran track. Always felt on hockey and baseball and everything. But if you take a knee, you ain't for me. I'm not watching you. You take. I ride by and see the Black Lives Matter on the pike, on the back of the baseball. I mean, what in the wild world of sports is going on here, Taylor?
We'll have to get that cut from Blazing Saddles. Thanks very much for the call, Bruce. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on? And we'll keep talking about this because there are so many different points of view here. And it's not just the taking of the knee anymore. That's mild in comparison to what's going on right now. 844-500-4242. This is the Howie Carr Show, back after these messages.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Slim Pickens. What an actor. 844-500-4242. This is the Howie Carr Show. We're talking about the NFL and their plans this week and what Roger Goodell, who, again, we have not... Do we have a picture of Roger Goodell and Charlie Parker in a room together?
In a room.
I don't think we do. The NFL is joining other sports leagues around the nation this season and using their facilities and resources to promote social justice and condemn racism in America. On a conference call last week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the league will imprint End Racism and It Takes All of Us, those phrases, in the end zones at each stadium during the 2020 season. The NFL stands with the black community, said Goodell. The players, clubs, and fans confronting systemic racism, we will not relent in our work. However, the end zone designs is just one way the league will promote social justice this season. As I said before, they're going to allow the coaches to wear things on their shirts. They're going to allow the players to have the names of victims of quote-unquote systemic racism on their helmets. A T-shirt designed by NFL Players Association executive committee member and Houston Texans safety Michael Thomas may be worn by players during warm-ups. The shirt says, "Injustice against one of us is injustice against all of us," on the front, and racism on the back. NBA and WNBA both had Black Lives Matter written on their courts during their bubble play. Major League Baseball stamped BLM on the pitcher's mound for opening day. DC United players painted "I Can't Breathe" and BLM across Audi Field following George Floyd's death. NHL has displayed similar messages on the Jumbotrons in their bubbles ahead of their playoff matchups. And now the NFL is back in action. They're going to be taking stands against systemic racism as well. Again, I don't see it in professional sports, what they're doing, how this is affecting change. We've gotten the message. We know what is being talked about in the world. We get that from our politicians, the ads we see on TV for Joe Biden, for Donald Trump. We know. We see it in the riots, these peaceful protests. And again, even over the weekend, I didn't pull all the cuts of the networks calling the protests in Rochester and Pittsburgh peaceful protests, but they were decidedly not. I don't get it. And I'm somebody who is firmly against boycotts, okay? I think boycotts are stupid. And we see a lot in 2020 and recent years, especially since Donald Trump has become part of the administration, we saw it with Goya Foods. The president, CEO of Goya Foods, came out in support of Donald Trump, and people boycotted Goya Foods. Why? I've always said, if you knew the political leanings of every CEO, of every president, of every company in the world, you would have a very limited supply of choose your household good in your home. You would be buying the most off-brand stuff because you would not be able to stomach what people donate to, what they believe, what they say in private conversations. Maybe if you knew something about their private and sordid past, who knows? Other people have been very upfront with it. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, former crack addict, now makes pillows and is a flagrant supporter of Donald Trump and one of his biggest out there in the commercial world. But if you knew every single leaning of every single CEO, you would not buy anything. And that's why I think boycotts are stupid. And what I am proposing for my own sanity is not a boycott. It's just cutting it out of my life entirely. I'm not asking the NFL change. I'm not asking the MLB change. I'm not asking that the NBA change. They can do whatever the hell they want to do. I'm not going to take part in it anymore. They're not getting my viewership. They're not getting... I've never spent a dime on any jerseys or anything like that because my name's not on them. I don't know why I would wear somebody else's name on my back. But it's not a boycott if you're just cutting it out of your life entirely. Boycotts have goals. I don't have a goal. I just want to be done with it. And I'll say something else, and I've said it on my Twitter account. I've been very happy in my life since professional sports have gone away. That being said, I do have friends that make their livings in professional sports, and I feel very badly for them. They've lost a tremendous amount of sleep and money and sanity during this entire time we've been dealing with this quote-unquote crisis. But I have been so relieved not to have tried to make small talk with somebody about how the Red Sox are doing. I can't stand it. 844-500-4242. The question, are you going to be watching professional football at all this season? Not even skipping week one. I know a lot of people say they're going to skip week one because that's supposedly when the only time, or at least it was rumored, the only time that there were going to be messages allowed to be displayed in the end zones. But it seems that it's going to be throughout the entire season. John, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Taylor. Great subject. I am so glad you brought that up tonight. And you have already expressed the way I feel about this. The I've given them all up for the whole season, and I'm a rabid fan of each of the Red Sox, Bruins, Celtics, and Patriots. I am just not going to go there.
Yeah, I don't see how I could even stomach it. John, what sports are meant for, it's a great American pastime. That's what they say about baseball. It's something that everybody can sit down in front of the tube and have a good time, you know, talk about the play they just saw, you know, why they like this player over that one, that team over this one, and that's about the extent of the heated debates that they're supposed to be. It's not supposed to be political. Sports is not supposed to affect change. It never has been. It wasn't designed for that. Thanks.
Exactly. And these Kirk Street or whatever his name is, they're in denial with the ratings because it has nothing to do with COVID-19. If they were rabid fans out there, they'd be stuck at home because of COVID-19, and the TV ratings would go sky high.
Yeah, I also see this. Thanks for the call, John. I also see this as a play. I think recently sports and those who are fans of sports have been viewed as pro-Trump. I mean, Trump can fill a football stadium if he holds a rally. There's no question about it. He's done it. But he attended the Army versus Navy game to rousing support and applause and cheers. And NASCAR, he drove the first lap of the Indy 500, the coolest damn thing I've ever seen a president do, in the beast of all cars, the one of the most iconic vehicles in all of history. I think the sporting world and those that run it, they have seen this almost shift to conservatism with people aligning themselves with their favorite team and Donald Trump being their favorite president. I think this is their out. They see this as their out. This is how they misalign themselves with President Trump, and this is how they see themselves as getting new social justice fans, but they're going to see very quickly if this is the route they're trying to take by getting these woke crybaby basement dwellers into their fan base, they are never going to have control of anything they do ever again. The inmates will be running the asylum. 844-500-4242. Pat, thanks for hanging on. You're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, Matt. Hi, Howie. I'm going from New York to New Hampshire, and I just listened to your program. I want to go back to the subject of taking a knee. To me, it feels like a lot of these athletes who do these are not really trying to make a change in their community or trying to set up a, you know, fundraiser, trying to do as much. They're just trying to promote themselves and what their view is. And it's just like, you know, putting a Facebook status update and just saying, I support Black Lives Matter.
That's a perfect point, Pat, and I'm glad you made it, because it's, you can draw a parallel, really, from an athlete to today's Atlantic reporter or Jim Acosta, for instance. They're not about advancing the story. They're not about advancing the cause. They're about taking the spotlight for themselves in that moment. They want to be the next Colin Kaepernick and get all these ad buys and these sponsors paying them ridiculous amounts of money to get their viewpoint out there. It's not about the game for them. It's not about the cause. It's about them. As for the reporters in the White House press corps, it's not about advancing the story. We heard the cut from Rick Grenell earlier today. He's talking about Kosovo and what's going on there. And a reporter says, all right, that's great, but I wanted to talk to you about this. You know, early on in the administration, you had met with President Trump about banning, decriminalizing homosexuality. He said, what the hell does that have to do with anything? That's not what we're here to talk about. Get on message, man. And that's what these athletes are doing. They're doing the same thing. They're coming off their message, which is the game, and they're trying to take it to somewhere that it doesn't belong. Nobody wants to go there. They don't. If we wanted to listen to a lecture, we would go to a lecture about the Black Lives Matter. Let people choose where they want to go, but you're making that choice for them. And a lot of people that even passively watch sports aren't going to be doing it this year. 844-500-4242. Yvonne, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Taylor, Grace, and Jared filling in. Go ahead, Yvonne.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I agree with you 100% about not watching any of the pro sports. I mean, I love NBA, I love NFL, but they've gone too far. Because my feeling is that more than 99.9% of the population is not racist. And they've beaten this message, you know, too far, where none of us even feel comfortable talking. And the other thing, too, is about the boycotting. I agree that we shouldn't boycott, but I was boycotted by Bank of America for the simple reason that on their Twitter feed, I asked a simple question. I said, is it true that Bank of America...
Yvonne, I really can't get into it. I don't know what you're about to say, and I'm sure you have a good reason for trying to say it, but I just, if I don't want to get in a fight with Bank of America. but you're right on message when you say that this it feels like we're being preached to, and it feels like they want you to feel guilty while you're sitting there and trying to watch a game. You know, that's your privilege. You're sitting at home. You're not worrying about your life. You're enjoying a football game. You shouldn't be able to enjoy a football game. You should learn the plight of other Americans. And, you know, I don't think there's anybody, if you sat down and talked to them, that wouldn't admit that there are instances of systemic racism or instances of a bad cop. And is it terrible? Should it be condemned? Absolutely. But to put the brakes on an entire societal conversation, or not a conversation, but enjoyment of a pastime, and to shove this message in front of our face, I think it's completely antithetical and unnecessary to what they're trying to accomplish. Again, the players, I believe if they want to say something, they can say something off hours. A lot of companies have policies, you know, with their employees' social media, and they will check your social media from time to time. If you say something unsavory, you'll get canceled, you'll get fired. And we see it almost every day in the news cycles. But for some reason, that doesn't apply to the athletes. They have free rein to say whatever they want, and the team has to back them up, or else the owners are racist, right? 844-500-4242. Be right back for one last segment here on The Howie Carr Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in along with Grace and Jared. This is The Howie Carr Show.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
You know, another thing, 844-500-4242. Are the owners of these teams, are the players, are the coaches, team staff members, are they going to be able to look the security, the police details in the eye, you know, those that are directing the traffic around the stadiums, those that are, you know, just walking the beats around the stadiums, are they going to be able to look them in the eye as they pass by, knowing what's printed on the field and what's stitched to their jerseys and what's pasted onto their helmets? I don't see how. I don't see how. Listen to this before we take a couple more calls here. Listen to this. This is a an assistant principal at a high school near Rochester, New York, Spencer Port High School. His name is Stephen Lysenko. He was out the other night in Rochester, and this is what he thinks of the police. This is what Black Lives Matter thinks of the police. This is Cut 10.
Good evening, folks. It's Steve Lysenko, president of the local chapter of the National Association for Multicultural Education. In an act of protest this evening, we marched west on Court Street, and we didn't do anything but chant and sing all the way halfway across the bridge, at which point we met the Rochester Police Department, and guess what happened? Our peacekeepers ended up shooting pepper spray at us for singing and chanting and telling them what a sh-ass job they were doing. They can f*** right off, America! F*** the police! Rochester Police Department. Thank you.
I would not blame any state police officer or city or town police officer that refused to work a detail at any sporting stadium from here on out. Let's squeeze in one or two last calls here. Greg, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Taylor, how are you? I'll get right to it. Number one, the NFL lost me about 4 years ago. But the Major League Baseball and the NHL, I've been a diehard fan for about 50 years. Not when they restarted this year. I was done with them. Done.
Isn't it sad?
And I would have them on the radio, if not on the TV, playing in the car, Sirius XM.
I mean, I'm sure, Greg, you had a tough enough time adjusting to the COVID rules, not hearing the fans in the stand. It's a not being able to go to the games. But this is just one cut above, isn't it?
I didn't even get up to seeing a game without the fans, so I could make a judgment. They lost me before I can even sit down and turn on the first game. When I saw what they were doing with the kneeling in hockey in Toronto and in Chicago, I was done. With baseball, Pete Alonso came out, had some nice things to say that, you know, he's just disillusioned about the whole thing. And one other thing, I know you're in a hurry, something I never hear anybody say, that BLM symbol to a lot of people is, you know, I take offense to it, and a lot of people I know take offense to it also.
Thanks very much for the call, Greg. We got to go. That's the music. And thank you guys so much for tuning in on this Labor Day. I know you probably have a lot more fun things to do than listen to this show, but we, Grace, Jared, and myself, and Howie really appreciate it. Howie is back tomorrow, and so are we. Looking forward to it. Have a great night. I recently